The oil company Shell has agreed to pay nearly $60 million in compensation to communities in the Niger Delta affected by multiple oil spills over the years. The compensation is as a result of a case brought in a Dutch court by four Nigerian farmers who said they lost money because of contaminated lands and waterways. Chima Williams is a Nigerian lawyer who represents the plaintiffs.
Between 2004 and 2007, there were several spills that occurred in the three communities in three states of the Niger Delta, which, by our own estimation, polluted and destroyed vast portions of farmlands, fish ponds, and livelihood sources, damaging them. And the case went to court in The Hague. And at the first instance, we lost in two of the cases, and then there were appeals. And on the 29th of January 2021, the Court of Appeal in The Hague agreed with our position that we're not supposed to have lost the cases at the lower court, and then gave judgment in our favor. And that judgment is the basis of the negotiation that culminated into the agreement to pay by Shell.
Shell, of course, maintained many things. They also said along the way that they believe the spills were caused by sabotage. What do you say to that?
What is material as at now is what did the Court of Appeal say? It is no longer what we claimed or what Shell claimed. The critical thing is that even if it were to be an act of sabotage, it means that Shell was still negligent.
Shell have now undertaken to do the necessary work to make sure that this doesn't happen again. Is that right?
This is where, for us as environmental justice campaigners, we are happy with this settlement, because the court had ordered Shell to install a leak detection system on their facilities near Oruma community. And this is to forestall a situation where there is a spill and it is allowed to continue to spread until it affects a massive portion of waterways, farmlands, destroying everything on its course. So if the leak detection system is installed in their operational areas, Shell will be showing example to other companies who are involved in the extractive sector and are involved in the destruction of citizens' environment and source of livelihood. If Shell, as big as it is, can be brought to a level where they will agree, obey the court orders from The Hague, then Shell should continue to show that example by obeying court orders made by courts elsewhere, irrespective of whether the judicial system in those places are strong or weak. You know, for us, the amount of money for compensation is just to show that, yes, we have held you accountable.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.